righty, we will reconvene. I'll wait so we get the. Okay, looks like we're back on the record. The appellants would like to proceed with questioning.
We would, thank you.
And if you could state your name for the record.
David Lynam.
And you swear to tell the truth today.
Yes, I do.
Hey, Mr. Lynam, we'd like you to have a look at exhibit number 3. That would be A3, which would be the documents denying the permit. Administrative decision is the first page.
Okay, I have that here.
Okay, there's a sentence right under decision summary. Could you read that, please?
The request for an extension of permit 1604424 is permit, so the permit is denied.
Thank you. Okay, if you would go to Exhibit 6A, please.
6A? A6?
Oh, excuse me, A6. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm there.
Thank you, sir. I'm looking for the narrow this down to the exact thing we need. Okay, in the last paragraph of the second page, which is a letter to Ms. Butterton. If you would please read the last paragraph, please.
Yes, it says, KRRC is not prohibited from submitting another application for a shooting facility operating permit should it decide to do so. Should KRRC decide to submit another application, the department encourages it to include the information and corrections requested for the prior two applications in its submittal.
Thank you, sir. To the best of your knowledge, has DCD denied KRRC reapplying?
No, we have not.
And they have not, or you have no knowledge of it?
We have not.
Thank you, sir. Please excuse me, we're looking for something. Okay, well, Mr. Carter's looking for that document. Let's move on to something else. If you'd go to Exhibit 16, please, A16.
A16?
Yes, please.
I am at A16.
Okay, could you please read the first line of the second page?
It says, Review Summary and Information Request, Application Number 1601041.
Do you recognize this document?
It looks like a request for information and review comments for permit number 1601041.
Did you write this document?
Yes, I did.
Were you the decision maker for the material that's contained in the document?
Madam Examiner, again, this is asking a line of questions about whether or not review of an application was proper. It's outside the bounds of what we are here to talk about today.
Is 1601041, is this the first application?
I don't recall.
This is the one from the first application, yes.
Okay.
Then the county would object to further questioning on this altogether.
Yes, Mr. Allison.
If I can get mine to turn on, I would object to it also. This hearing is about 1604424, not anything that happened prior to this.
I agree that this is on the second permit application, not the first. I will allow that one question, though, on whether you were the decision maker on the first are on this document, though, that last question. But the appeal is, of course, of the second application, not the first. So if there's a line of question along that, I won't allow that. But that one question, yes, if you can go ahead and answer that.
Yes, I wrote this document, and the decision on everything that's in here was up to me.
Thank you, sir. An additional question here, is the second application substantially similar in review to the first application?
Again, Madam Examiner, we are discussing things that had to do with review application, not what we're here to talk about today. This line of questioning is irrelevant to the question at hand.
I'm going to allow this limited question. I understand the objection, and I will contain the questioning on it, but there were, and we're only here, I'm only hearing the denial here of the permit extension, so nothing in terms of what happened on the first application actually before me, but I will allow that one question, if you could repeat it again.
Sure. Was the second review of the second application substantially similar in material to the first?
I can't answer the question because in reviewing it, I don't use material. What are you after there? Help me out with that. Did I review it the same way? Is that what you're trying to ask?
I'll ask it a different way.
Okay.
Were the review documents very close to identical because our submissions were nearly identical?
No, they were similar.
Okay. So while he's looking for that, this is directly relevant to the denial of the extension because the extension was only needed because of the request for additional information. If the request for additional information was improper, hard to answer, in fact, we can go into great detail if we're allowed, and that would directly affect whether it was proper for them to deny the extension of time.
So what's your next question? Because I did allow the answer to that.
So
question.
My next question is we intend to go through the review document and show how it's improper.
Which review document?
Do you have the second one? Okay, we do have the second one in here.
Okay.
We can go to the second one if
okay. Can you give me an exhibit number just to help orient?
This is exhibit A11.
Okay.
The formatting is quite a bit different, but the material is very similar.
And again, Madam Examiner, we are discussing review requirements. We are discussing here the differences between reviews of expired permits. Anything in those reviews is irrelevant to the question at hand, which is whether or not the department erred in administering the provisions of Title 21 for extending the permit.
Madam Examiner, while Mr. Lynham and the department may want to rewrite our appeal, they have no right to do so. And our appeal is not just about, in fact, I don't believe it mentions Title 21 anywhere in it, but on the administrative decision to categorically deny the permit and or any extension to try to complete it. That is the scope of our appeal, and we are ready to proceed forward.
So I've just located A11. This does relate to the second application. I don't know what your questions are, so I can't. There's nothing to rule on. So if you could proceed.
Okay. We will proceed. Thank you.
Point of clarification, Madam Hearing Examiner, the letter denying the permit may have been worded incorrectly, and I forget the exhibit, if I may consult the list.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
So it's A3, I think it is.
And Madam Hearing Examiner, when I pull this back up, that sentence does write, is denied, so the permit is denied. That doesn't mean that we ruled, that we issued a ruling on that permit having been denied.
Right. No, I understand the distinction. It's denied because of the review process, that time frame expired.
That's right.
But the permit itself, in terms of whether it did or did not comply with substantive criteria, the non-denial was not on that basis and was without prejudice. So, yeah, I understand the distinction on that.
Okay. And so to include those discussions, the department, again, objects to include any discussions about the review of those permits or any permits or whether or not the department or the decision method by which that review was completed is outside the bounds of what we're talking about here today. It's did the department err in their decision not to extend the permit?
Go ahead.
I'll make an absurd argument just to prove a point. If the nature of the review document and the questions it asked would take an expert 3 years to complete and we had 90 days, that would make it unreasonable. We're not claiming it was quite that difficult, but we're claiming it was so difficult that it was very difficult for us to complete it in the time allowed.
Yes, Mr. Allison.
I have a hard time making this thing work. Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club has had a total of 840 days to submit a satisfactory application. We're not talking about a single 90-day review process. We're talking about the equivalent of 7 90-day extensions in addition to the 180 days that they had to prepare for 2 initial permits.
Thank you. I still haven't heard the question, so it's hard to.
I understand.
So I need a question in order to rule whether it's...
we'll get started. You'll
okay.
Stop us when we get.
All right.
If you could open yours to this page. So you're in number. You go to exhibit 11. Okay, let's take them in order here. So, let's see yours, find equivalent note. Okay, so we're in A11 and starting where it has number 1, which is about halfway down the page. It's entitled Permit Scoping Issues. In there you bring up an issue of 30 caliber. How is that relevant to processing the application?
My recollection is that the club applied for a permit to fire any caliber of weapon at the range. We can't give you permission to do something beyond which is the court order.
So I'm trying to understand the context of this. As you may or may not be aware, the injunctions and specifications of those injunctions have changed many, many times over the last few years. Is this a moving target that we're applying for? Or are we allowed to define the scope of our application? You find it sufficient or not sufficient, and then we have to also comply with whatever court orders are in effect at that time.
Madam Examiner, may I object to that question?
I actually have a question. Could you restate the question? Because there was some argument in there. And you'll have, just to clarify, you'll have some time for to have a closing argument and possibly briefing to elaborate on the court order and, you know, your sure. position on that. We heard a little bit on the original.
I went a bit long.
I'm sorry?
I went a bit long.
if you could simplify, that'd be great.
Sure. So are you saying that the 30 caliber specification was drawn directly from a court injunction?
I believe I did, yes.
Did you draw any other requirements from any other court injunctions?
I don't recall.
Did you draw any from the appellate decision that related to the injunction that included the 30 caliber?
I don't recall.
Further down, section 2. Where it says projectile control is deficient, which I think is under number 3, a page or two later. The last line, well, let's do a complete sentence. The last complete sentence of that page, please.
The range data sheets filed for the ranges and multi-use bays identify no firearm or ammunition restrictions, indicating that the largest caliber to be fired on the range is, open quote, any legal firearm, period, close quote.
Okay, is that that term, any legal firearm, which you are addressing in this review, exactly the same or similar to the term used in the PulseBo application?
Yeah, the PulseBo application is not relevant to the very narrow issue that's before me. And I'm not clear on how that question would be relevant, so I'm not going to allow it. Unless I'll allow you to have a brief. I know you'll object to that, but
it goes to unequal treatment.
Understood. Okay.
Okay, let's go further down. Just bullet pointed, not numbered, so it's difficult. Where it says open range. Okay, let's move on to another section while he's looking for that. Let me run off on a slightly different tangent. Would your review application change if, potentially change, if a new injunction with different terms were to come out in the middle of processing the application?
The review application would be the same.
So that seems to conflict with what you said a moment ago. You drew a 30 caliber restriction from a court order. If that court order had changed.
No, sir. You said the review application. I answered it for the application. The application would be the same. Were you asking me about my review of an application?
I suppose I ought to ask both. Would the application, would our application need to change? Would your review of that application need to change?
No, the application could be, and there's nothing prevented you just taking the same material and submitting it again. I advise you to make sure that you include all the stuff we asked for so we could get it done properly. But my review of it would be essentially the same.
Are you aware that there is a appeals court decision restoring our grandfathered rights that was appealed from Serco's court?
No, I'm not.
Thank you, sir. Please excuse me, I'm juggling between two different versions of the review.
Madam Commissioner, would it be appropriate to have another recess while they
Do you all need a little bit of time, or are you...
It would be easier on the
Okay. Yeah, 5-minute recess then?
Okay, thank
all right.
You.